This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Now, a coalition of civil society organizations have launched a watchdog body to monitor compliance and implementation of the Political Party Funding Act. The act, which came into effect on the 1st of April 2021, is seen as a game changer and heralding a new era in our democracy. In a statement released yesterday, the coalition say that the new act creates a much-needed transparency framework that aims to ensure that political parties disclose the information about who funds them. Sheila Clark is a communications officer from My Vote Count, who are part of this coalition. And good morning to you, Sheila. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning to you and good morning to your listeners.
I beg your pardon. Did I say Sheila? Is it Sheilan? Sheilan Clark. I beg your pardon. Yes. So now, you are a coalition of civil society groups and that have come together, to take on this task. However, you are not necessarily, in fact, you are not backed up by legislation or so on. So how are you going to be able to ensure that, for example, you have access to all the information that you would require?
Yes. So the purpose of the coalition is, of course, to ensure that all political parties, independent candidates and the IEC adhere to the provisions of the Act, as well as to be a hub of information for voters and media alike in terms of, this finding information. The first batch of disclosure should be between the end of this month and the end of September. So very, very soon, in the next coming weeks, we'll have the first batch of disclosures of private finding information of political parties. From there, we will really see, it will be the first time we'll have this ever in our democracy. So from there, we will be able to assess compliance, and also to see the relationships between donors and political parties, because that's actually the core of it all. I mean, the reason why we needed this legislation is to ensure that, there's no dodgy relationships between donors and parties. Parties do need money to run their political campaigns, the election campaigns, pay their staff, etc. But it's just sometimes, and as we've seen on the state capture inquiry, et cetera, sometimes there's a situation of, I'm a donor, I give you a politician, I give you money, but you must award me this tender, you must, do all these things for me that is not in the interest of the public. So for the coalition, it's just, just making sure that the act is complied by the parties and independent candidates and the IEC. They all play a role in the act, but also to be a hub of information for media and for South African voters alike.
It's a new piece of legislation. Of course, we'll still have to see how effective it works. But there seem to be some suggestions that, for example, there were at least some that were saying that raising concerns that the threshold that has been set in terms of the amount of money that needs to be declared or, when it's donated, that threshold has been set too high and could create a loophole in terms of people splitting these donations now anonymously into smaller pockets. So if you go below a certain amount, then you can, donate anonymously.
Yeah, that's one of the biggest loopholes in this act. So the threshold disclosure amount is set at 100,000. So what that means is if you donate anything above 100,000 rand, you must disclose. But for my account specifically, we've argued that that should be brought to 10,000 now, because, if you think about local government, now look, with the state capture inquiry, we're seeing the corruption, in national government, but local government, the corruption there is rife. And they play with, 10,000 rand, your 50,000 rand. So that's why we think that we believe that the threshold disclosure should be brought down to 10,000 rand to disclose, because it's going to be very easy to bribe a counselor, a ward counselor, et cetera, for a small amount of money. So that's definitely one of the loopholes that we will definitely have to amend in the future. We will really have to see how things go with the first batch of disclosure at the end of the month.
What do you think then? What is your response to the what a lot of political parties seem to be saying, concerns that they didn't seem to raise in opposing this move, was to say that this is going to discourage people who want to donate anonymously. Is that a big challenge, you think? Is it one that is worth entertaining? Or anyone who doesn't want to play open cards, you would think that there's sinister motives?
Look, if I am a donor and I really want to donate to a party, because I want to give back to the democracy. I want to, because like I said, parties do need money to run the organizations. It's like a business. They need capital. They need to pay salaries. They need to, go on election campaigns, posters that cost money, right? So if I am a donor and I want to give money to the cause, I mean, I'll give the money. But if, I know that I want to give money because I want, I want this minister to give me these privileges, then obviously I want to be anonymous. So it's those types of people that you need to look out for, and this is why we need this act. I mean, donors should not feel scared to donate to political parties. Right. We're not saying don't donate. If you are a donor and you listen to this, don't be scared, because we actually do need your money to help our political parties, to help our democracy.
Indeed.
But if you are being dodgy, that is the thing. We really don't need any more dirty money in our politics, because look what it has brought us to.
Sheilyn Clark, Communications Officer at MyVote, for MyVote Counts. Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.